תמיד אתה צריך לומר.
ואני?
לא, לא, לא. לא, לא תהיה, לא תהיה. אתה תמיד אתה צריך
לומר.
You've got enough doctors in
here. How many doctors are
there? One, two.
Two? No, sorry.
He's a doctor.
He's a doctor. He's true.
The cover.
With your permission. This Shabbat is called Shabbat Zachor. Chachamim tell us there's a special mitzvah in the Torah. Hashem wants us to remember Zachor et asher asah lecha Amalek, what Amalek did to us. So the Gemara says Zachor bapeh. You have to say it with your mouth. Kim Chachamim said with your mouth means Torah. Take the Torah out. Just we have mitzvah Zachor et yom haShabbat lekadsho. The same word Zachor. And if you don't take a Torah out every Shabbat and read the paragraph about Shabbat, you see, Kiddush is called Zachor. Zachor Yom Shabbat Lekadsho. Zochir beKnisato, says the Gemara, make Kiddush. Say with your mouth. Shabbat Shalom. Rabbi Akiva Eiger said, I say, somebody says Shabbat Shalom, he fulfilled the mitzvah. Of course, the text that Chachamim made is for us to know better, to get better things from Hashem. But as far as the mitzvah of remember Shabbat, to mention Shabbat, it's called Zachor, it's enough to say Shabbat Shalom. Say Shabbat Shalom, he did a mitzvah. Mitzvah d'oraita. Mitzvah from Hashem. But it doesn't say, take it out and read the paragraph about Shabbat. Here it says the same language, the same statement. Zachor et asher asah lecha Amalek, remember what Amalek did. Says the Gemara, Zachor bapeh, say with your mouth. So Chachamim said, with my mouth means take it out. My wife, take it out. Let's take it out. Adir bezitchem Mitzrayim. When you came out of Egypt, Asher Kacha Baderech, says the Gemara, Asher Kacha Baderech, one of the explanations the Gemara says what it means is the word Kacha comes from the word Kar, cold. Says the Gemara, what does it mean? The Gemara says, I want to tell you like an example. It was a very hot bath that people stood by, and it was so hot, nobody dared to go inside. One guy went inside. Since he went inside, so-called he cooled it off, and then the rest went inside. Says the Gemara, this guy, Amalek, this is the first war that Israel had. It means, says the Gemara, it's after Moshe Rabbeinu split Yamsuf, we say in Az Yashir every day, Az Nibalu Alufei Edom, Elemo Abyuchazim Orad. Everybody got scared. Namogu Chol Shvech Naad. Everybody got scared. Tipo Alemata Vafachad. Everybody scared, scared, scared. So, just a few months later, Amalek comes. Amalek comes, he is the first one. All the Goyim was scared of us. And he is the first one. So called that he cooled off the bath. And since then we have wars with the Goyim. If Amalek would not have started, maybe no one would have started a war with us. Everybody got scared from Kiryat Yamsuf, splitting Yamsuf. So the Gemara, that's the problem. Asher kacha baderech, he didn't let me wait for you. I said, another Dr. Miller has to come. I said, no, you have to stop. There's enough doctors here. Asher kacha baderech, that's the problem. If somebody asks you, what is Parashat Zachor? Amalek. What is it? A nation. Who is that nation? Started the first war with Am Israel. So what's the difference? The first or the second? No. That's the guy the worst. Ve'ata ayev ve'yagea, you are tired. Very, very... hard worker. We just came out of Egypt. That doesn't make any difference. If you are tired or not. If that's what Amalek did, it's nothing to do with this. So, what do you want from this guy? He says, this guy attacked us first. Torah says, and you were tired. So what difference does it make if you're tired or not tired? There's an enemy, came. Enemy came, he doesn't ask you, are you tired or not tired? The Torah emphasizes, you were tired. שזה תורה, והיה בעני הרשם מלוקח עליך מכל יביך מסביב, it's going to come a time only in ארץ ישראל, that you can have no enemies around you. So then, Hashem said in the Torah, you go and you kill Amalek, תמחה את זכר עמלק מתחת השמיים, לא תשכח. Destroy Amalek. Destroy Amalek. What did he do? What did the guy do? The guy cooled off so-called the bat. Everybody got scared for this. The Gemara says, you can't convert anybody that comes from Amalek. Not allowed to convert. Hashem said, this nation is the worst. You can't convert. You may convert from every nation, not from Amalek. I said, what's the problem? Why you can't convert from them? What did you do already? Start a war with you. It's a big deal, so. Then, this is what we're going to read with Hashem on Shabbat. This paragraph is in Parashat Ketetzeh. Parashat Ketetzeh, the paragraph is over there, is Maftir Parashat Ketetzeh. The paragraph before talks about being honest in business. Moznet Tzedek, Kefat Tzedek, Kismet Yelachem. So the person should have an accurate scale in his house. If somebody has a scale in his house for business purposes, and it's not accurate, every second he has a sin. Yelecha bebetcha. Hashem said, you may not keep in your house not accurate scale. Not in office. If your business is, you scale, you weigh for people. Fruits, vegetables, diamonds, gold, anything. If they, I don't use the scale. I don't use it. Doesn't matter. Hashem said, don't have it in your possession. It's amazing. You don't get lashes, the Gemara says, because you don't do an act. It's a passive act, but actually on the file of the person, it's a sin, every second a sin. So what do? You have a not accurate scale in your heart. You cannot keep it. Hashem wants to be very honest. This is the paragraph before. Remember what Amalek did. Says the Gemara, how come Hashem put this story with Amalek now? The Gemara says, Hashem wants to tell you something. This Amalek is a nation. The Gemara describes him as the belt in the hand of the policeman. What does it mean? It means Hashem tells you, listen, if you're going to keep this scale in your house, Amalek is going to come. What did I do? Hashem doesn't want you to. It says Amalek is like the whip. Okay, so Hashem is using Amalek as a whip. Okay? Now comes the paragraph and tells you, listen, remember what Amalek did to you? I said, excuse me, didn't you just tell me Amalek is the whip? What do you want from this guy? Comes the Gemara and says, let me tell you what happened. This Parashat B'Shalach, we came out of Egypt. The Torah tells us like this. Somebody's going to ask you, what happened? Where was the first war with this nation? The Gemara says, Refidim. Refidim, says the Gemara, what do you mean Refidim? It sounds like a Jewish name. So what do you mean Refidim? The Gemara says, you know, Refidim, that word is made from two words. Rafu Yadayim. It means, Am Israel did not study so much Torah. Rafu Yadayim in the Torah. So, the Gemara says, that's why Amalek came. Excuse me? Amalek attacked us because we didn't learn enough Torah? Doesn't say we made a sin. So far it says nothing. We just did not put all our effort in the Torah. So we took it easy. So Rafi Demina Torah. For this Amalek came. Okay, let's say this is sufficient reason for Amalek to come. So, but he came for a reason, right? So how can we tell this guy, kill this guy. Destroy this guy. Who is this guy? The worst in the world. Excuse me. He came because he did not behave. He came because Hashem sent him. Now you tell me to kill him? Come to the Gemara and says, where is this worse than that? Hashem said, Ki yad al keska milchama l'Hashem ba'amalek midor dor. We're going to read this with Hashem Purim in the morning. Sunday morning. I said, what happened? I said, Hashem's name is not complete. Hashem's chair is not complete because of this guy, Amalek. He says, Amalek, excuse me, what did the guy do? I don't understand what he did. But he didn't do nothing so far. So far, he didn't do nothing. First, he told me that he comes because it's like the belt, the whip in the hands of Hashem to punish somebody that doesn't conduct business with honesty. So good. Then you told me that we came out of Egypt. We came because we did not learn Torah with all our effort. Our freedom in the Torah. Let's say this is enough punishment. Again, we did something wrong. Then continues the Gemara, that's not the end. Says the Torah, look, Am Yisrael said, all of a sudden, I said, Hashem, tell Moshe, listen, Moshe, we want to know if Hashem knows what we are thinking in our heart. Is Hashem MRI machine? Does Hashem can look inside our heart? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you another story. A father took his child on his shoulders, walking on the street. So they see something on the floor. So the child tells his father, Papa, would you mind pick it up for me? Papa picks it up. They walk a little bit further. Again, something on the floor. Valuable thing. The child on his father's shoulders asks him, Papa, can you pick this one for me? Picks up for him. They continue a little bit more. They see somebody comes in front of them. So the child asks the guy, do you know where Papa is? So the Gemara says, what? Didn't you ask Papa before to give you, to pick you up things from the floor? Now you ask the guy where the Papa is? Let me tell you, I'll show you where Papa is. Put him on the floor, a dog comes and bites him. So the Gemara, that's the story with the Amalek. What happened? The Gemara says, look, Hashem gave us water in the desert. Hashem gave us money in the desert. Now you want to know if Hashem knows what you are thinking in your heart. It's a shame on you. Amalek comes because of that. Again, Amalek came now for reasons. Either you cheat on business, or because you don't learn enough Torah, or because you ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu a question that sounds like a rebellion against Hashem, and then Hashem gives you a mitzvah. Destroy Amalek, Zachor, Al Tishkach, you say with your mouth, you have to read it, take the Torah out on Shabbat, and you have to read the Torah, this paragraph. Say, remember what Amalek did to you? Destroy Amalek, Lo Tishkach, don't forget in your heart. The Gemara says two mitzvot. Not just say with your mouth. The Torah says, Zachor, Tim, Shabbat, Lekacho. Torah says, listen, say the Kiddush on Shabbat. It doesn't say, don't forget to say the Kiddush on Shabbat. It doesn't say. Here it says in the Torah, say that you remember Amalek, don't forget. Says the Gemara, don't forget what you just told me to say. I says, no, another mitzvah I want to give you. It's a mitzvah lo ta'aseh. You may not forget that Amalek did something bad. He did something bad to you. He did something bad to you. Don't forget it. Lo tishkach, the Gemara says, balev. Balev in your heart. Why in your heart? Somebody says, I forgot. Forgot what? In your heart you forgot, in your brain you forgot. What do you mean you forgot? What does it mean? Gemara says no. Zachor bape, lo tishkach balev. Say with your mouth, take a Torah out of it. I don't know still why I have to take a Torah out, but I cannot say like I say Kiddush. But let's say Hashem wants it. By the way, it's the only time Hashem wants to take a Torah. Our custom to take a Torah every Shabbat, Erev Chag, Rosh Chodesh, that Moshe Rabbeinu made it in Ezra Sofer made it. Hashem never said it. It's not a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah לשמוע בכל חכמים. It's not from Hashem. I miss קריאת התורה. I miss קריאת התורה because חכמים said it. You listen to קריאת התורה. But here, this Shabbat is crucial. Hashem said it. Hashem said you must listen to Parashat Zachor. Only men, not ladies. Ladies don't have to. Come חכמים and say like this. See, the Zohar says when time that Balak hired Bilam to curse Am Israel, as well as said in Shamayim, there are 70 ministers that represent the nations. They got together, all of them, like angels, of course, angels. And they decided, so-called America, to make a queue. To tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, resign your post. The Zohar said, but after they saw Moshe Rabbeinu, they said, the Zuchut, the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu, they canceled the meeting. Other than that, the Zohar said, they might have asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what? Step down. רק זה מה נקרא כל אימפיצ'מנט.
וזה הקדוש ברוך הוא עושה.
So where do you get this idea in your head? What does it mean exactly?
That's all.
Comes the Gemara, as the Gemara Megillah tells it like this. It's based on a sentence in Sefer Kohelet. Shlomo wrote, the sentence reads like this. Ba'atzaltayim, with laziness, imach, will be poor, hamekare, the one that puts the roof. Says the Gemara, this is the secret of Purim. Until now, you know what the Purim is. He says, I'll tell you what happened. What happened on Purim? I'll tell you what happened. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became poor on Purim. What does it mean he became poor? I mean, he has no power. So he says, no power? Hashem has no power. What do you mean Hashem has no power? So the Gemara says, look. The Gemara says that Haman went to Ahasuerus and told him he wants to kill all the Jews. So Ahasuerus said, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Look what happened to all the goyim, started with the Jews. I don't want to start. Haman told him, listen, their God is old now. He has no power. He has no power. Just listen. What do you mean? Haman was stupid. What do you mean he say such a thing? So Haman told us, look, they burned his house, the Beit HaMikdash, killed hundreds of millions of Jews. Still, what does it mean? He said, God is old. God has no power. So Chachamim say like this. You know, the Gemara says that if Hashem signed a person for life, good life, Rosh Hashanah Pest, Yom Kippur Pest, Hoshana Rabbah Pest, Zot Hanukkah Pest, somebody came and did a magic on him, he died. Says the Gemara, magic, in a way, Hashem let it be over him. Even though Hashem signed the guy for good life, then what happened to the guy? And you know the guy is a tzaddik, and the guy really in Shamayim, you know even what's going on in Shamayim. You know, some people know what's going on in Shamayim. You know, these guys sign for Shana Toma, it's dying. It's magic. Kishuf is in Hebrew, it's called Kishuf. The one that's the word Kishuf, it comes from the word Makrishim Koach Shel Pamalia Shalmala. And it says that those magicians make them, they take some kind of power over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can it be such a thing? Actually, the Gemara says that's what the Meraglim really said. The Meraglim, when they came back, and they told them Israel, the Rabbanim, they said, we want to go to Israel. So they said, listen, the giants over there look like they're stronger than Hashem. He says, really? Okay. Stop it. No, don't stop it. You see, Zohar said that all those angels, Yishamayim, 70 angels, wanted so-called to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to step down. And sounds from the Zohar that Hashem would have done it. Hashem said, you know what? I let go. Go, goodbye. Do, run the world by yourself. I don't need it. Hashem would say, let go. Chachamim say, magic is something like this, that somebody does the magic, so-called, he forces HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let go. So we don't know why, but we know soon we'll know why. So comes the Gemara and says, look, if you want to know what happened on Purim, it says, Am Yisrael were lazy to study Torah to do mitzvot. For this, Haman came. Haman said, what happened? He said, the Gemara says it, there was a party, they went to the party, 18,500, they got drunk over there, they did some bad things. The Gemara says, no, you don't understand. The whole thing is laziness. By the way, you should know, that's the first step to get up at Tchiyat HaMetim. The first step. And after the dead ones, after Mashiach will come, the dead ones will rise. So this is the book, Mitzvot Yesharim, built on the Gemara, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair Omer. It says the first step in your life is to do things quickly. Laziness, this is the book of Mishle, book Shlomo HaMelech wrote, the worst thing in the world is laziness. The worst. Get up 10:30 in the morning, walk slowly to here, walk to there. So it's the worst. So what's so bad about it? So you won't have a heart attack. So it takes his life easy. The other guy gets up every morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. So what is it? What's so bad about it? No, the Gemara says, no zrizim, nets. Get up early as you can and run to בית הכנסת, נרדפה לדעת השם. לומר שזה יהיה תורן to בית הכנסת, יהיה תורן. So what was the rush? Hashkem Avam Baboker, the master says, look, Avam jumped out in the morning. Parkidat Yitzchak. He says, what are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to tell me? He says, the master says, I am trying to tell you that you have to be quick to do the mitzvot. Zrizim magdimin le mitzvot. He says, you have to do it fast. I says, what? Because otherwise it's laziness. Laziness caused the whole thing with Purim. He says, what do you mean? He says, what happened? Nothing happened. What do you mean? We went to the party. Or because we bow down to the statue. The Gemara says, no. Laziness. Ba'atzaltayim imach ha-mekare. Says, what is it? The laziness, so-called made HaKadosh Baruch Hu weak. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu weak. What does it mean? To come to Rambam comes the Gemara and says like this. Look. First of all, the Gemara says, you should know, when Hashem created this world, He created this world in a positive and a negative way. This is the secret of electricity. When you have electricity, you have to have positive and negative wire. Why? Why? Why you have to have that? Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is light. And Hashem made this world, it's half positive, half negative. So there's a chariot, it's called Merkava. Merkava Takodesh, it's a holy chariot. And this is, it's called the impure chariot. The impure chariot is running by the Yetzer Hara, who are Yetzer Hara, who are Satan and Malach HaMavet. Says the Gemara, the temptation that a person has to do bad things, that temptation is an angel. It's called Yetzer Hara. That is the one that's going to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to be the prosecutor. And that's the one who will kill you then. The same entity. Says the Gemara, let me explain to you how it goes. Hashem created this world. And Hashem, with His wisdom, decided to give us mitzvot. So the Rambam, I tell you, it's not the question you do mitzvah or you don't do a mitzvah, or you learn Torah or you don't learn Torah. By doing mitzvot and learning Torah, says the Rambam, then your heart is filled, being full with good things, positive energy. The minute, says the Rambam, that you're wasting your time, then you have a vacuum. You have a hollow thing in your heart. Then the Yetzirah goes inside you. Says the Gemara in one version, Rabbi Elazar Omer, you know, better off don't learn nothing. Just get a job. Get a job 24-6. Not 24-6, 24-5 and a half. 24-6, yeah. So what is this? He said, listen, if you work very hard, you have no time to do a sin. Says the Mishnah, Batal Meviyad Deshim. You know, in the middle of the job, you don't do sins. No time to shonara, no time to eat not kosher food, no time to do this, nothing. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you know what? Gdola Melacha. He says, if you ask me, go learn or go have a job, but a job means the whole time. There is no weekends. A goy, the Gemara says, is not allowed to keep Shabbat. He says, why? Why not allowed to keep Shabbat? The Gemara says, I tell you what. He's going to keep Shabbat, he'll do more sins. All the problems of the world, the Gemara says, because a person has a free time. I got to kill 2 hours before the airplane comes. That's your problem. Then you read nonsense, and you think nonsense, and then you do nonsense. The Gemara says, the best thing is from Arot HaShachar. It says, go to sleep, get up by dawn, work until the night comes down, and do a bit, run to bed. It's a guarantee you're not going to do something bad. But Chachamim said, no, but Torah Matei Aleha, you have to learn Torah. So the Gemara, I tell you what it is. You have to, when you study, you can't take it easy. Because if you're going to take it easy, it means your heart is not full with Torah, says the Rambam. So you have a vacuum in your heart. Then the temptation comes inside your heart, says the Rambam. Says the Chachamim, look what happened. So we have been in front of Purim, and said, Hashem said, look, Purim. I said, what happened? Hey, Achashverosh made a party. I said, see, that's the problem. Why you went to the party for 7 days, you went to the party of Achashverosh? Why? I tell you why. Because you don't keep mitzvot, because the Gemara says they didn't keep Shabbat. The Gemara says they used to make wine on Shabbat. And the Gemara says they didn't learn nothing. They didn't even know how to speak Hebrew. They only spoke foreign languages in business. First in Iraq, in Babel, then in Iran, Ashdodit, all kind of languages. They don't know how to read. They don't know how to read Hebrew. They don't know how to pray. They don't know nothing. That made a vacuum, says the Gemara, in the heart of the people. That's why they went to the party. And that's why they got drunk in the party. And that's why they bowed down to a statue. But the root of the problem, says the Gemara, somebody's going to go, what happened? Purim is coming, so what happened to Purim? No, nothing happened. Happened one thing. You were lazy, you did not want to learn Torah and keep the mitzvot. That's the problem in life. That actually is the same thing episode, is a repetition with Amalek. That's the Gemara says. Ve'avu Amalek, ve'lach Yisrael v'yehudim, rafu yedei min haTorah. That's the Gemara says, the same thing happened. What happened? Listen, you got some mitzvot in Mara, Shabbat, Kibbutz, Parah Adumah. Hashem gave you mitzvot in Egypt. You learn Avodah Zarah a little bit. Hashem told you some mitzvot. You didn't learn with all your effort. You didn't learn with all your effort. Rafu yedei min haTorah. So what's the big deal? You don't understand. The big deal is now this Yetzer Hara comes inside your heart because he found a vacuum in your heart. That's your problem. Who is this one? Amalek. That's the whole thing. Let me ask you, who is Amalek? So Amalek is the Satan. And all his people, all the people of Amalek, they have Nishmat Amalek. Zohar said, can you have a Jew? Amalek too. Have a Jew Amalek, says the Zohar. What do you mean? This Amalek is Satan, is a Neshama, is a soul. He said, it penetrates somebody. He said, look at this guy, how he behaves. What does he do? He can kill somebody, murder somebody. Look what happened. This guy made this. Unbelievable. A Jewish guy. How did you get such a low level? He says, oh, he's not Jewish. He used to be Jewish. He's inside himself. He's Amalek now. He says, oh, who is Amalek? Who is Amalek? Amalek is a Satan. Esau. Is Amalek's grandfather. Esau was born with a tattoo snake on his thigh. The son of Esau. His minister in Shamayim is the Satan, is Malach HaMavet, is the Yetzer. That's what the Zohar says. The guy is wrong, it's not Nishan Amalek, you're looking for him. No, you're looking for the Satan. He is the one that does everything. So he goes inside you. And he tempted you. And that's how the story goes. I said, look, Amalek came. Who sent him? Hashem sent him? Never. He's like a belt. What do you mean, he's like a belt? He by himself, he comes to you. He says, you don't conduct business with honesty. He comes. He comes to give you a hard time. He comes to give you a hard time. Who is he? Who sent him? He is the Satan. Says the Gemara, Hashem himself regrets he created the Satan. Hashem regrets. The Gemara in Sukkah said, Hashem regrets he created the Arabs. Tell it to the United Nations. Hashem regrets he created the Iraqis. Hashem regrets he created the Satan. It's the Gemara. I think page 52 in Sukkah. Say, what does it mean? It means like this. Look what happened to you. I want you to do once a year. Hashem says, once a year I want you to take Parashat Zachor. He says, take the Torah out. He says, excuse me? Why have to take the Torah out? I can just say with my mouth. No. This is not understand. When you take the Torah out, you say, why am I taking the Torah out? Because lack of Torah caused it that this entity went inside me. And all the bad habits that people have is because of that this Torah penetrated inside our heart. Was one Chacham, his name was Sha'agat Ahim. He was 100 years old and he died. So it's a custom, before somebody dies, they give him a confession text. It's called Ma'avar Yabok. Nobody should use it. Mashiach, nobody will die. I says, Ma'avar Yabok, it says, I'm sorry I did this, So he said like this, take it away from me. He said, listen, what do you take it away from you? He said, not only I did not do a sin, I did not have time to do a sin. I was busy all my time learning, thinking in Torah. No, I went to sleep. I forced myself to be busy with the Torah all the time. So my heart should not have any vacuum for the Yetzer Hara to come inside me and tell me things. Our problem in life, Chachamim say, is we have free time. That's our problem. Another holiday, another weekend, another this. You have to keep yourself busy all the time. And that's what Chachamim say by Ashkem Avram Baboker. He says, when Hashem told Avramin, who goes to Otter Yitzchak, Avram jumped in the morning nets. Nets. I want pray nets all the time. Says the Chachamim say. He says, what is this? He says, the minute that you jumped out and you start like this, he says, you tell people, listen, what I'm doing, says the Gemara, is I want to fill up my heart with mitzvot and Torah. If you don't do it, that something is, eventually they could do something bad. It's not because he did something bad, because Amalek penetrated inside his heart. That's the problem. And there the Torah says, look what happened. First was a vacuum in our heart. That's redeemed. So the next step, what we did, is we ask HaKadosh Baruch, we ask Moshe, does Hashem know what we are thinking in our heart? And Hashem said, what? What do you mean? You ask if I know after I give you the money and I give you the water and I do everything I can, I speak Yamto for you. See, you know what? This question came to you because you have a vacuum in your heart. Because you didn't study enough. Because you didn't put all your effort in Torah. Is that a sin? But if you don't push things inside your heart, then your heart has a hollow, has a vacuum. Then start come stupid thoughts in your head. I says, then you ask, Ayesh Hashem Mekir Benu, with your mouth, you said. Ayesh Hashem Mekir Benu, is Hashem inside, is Hashem inside, you say with your mouth. But it's a vacuum in the heart. This is the mitzvah of Amalek, Chachamim said, look, Zachor Shalach Amalek, the Gemara says, say with your mouth. He said, I have to say my mouth. Well, that started the whole Amalek business. Because with your mouth, you said, is Hashem inside me? And then, in your heart, it says, Lotishkar, don't forget Amalek. So don't forget, women don't forget Amalek. Don't forget Amalek means your heart had vacuum. That is what caused that you said with your mouth. Rav Chaim said, that's exactly the same episode that was when he came out of Egypt. The same episode happened in the time of Mordechai. Lack of Torah. Not study, not keeping the mitzvot. Comes the Gemara, says, I want to explain to you something. So Haman was commanded all the Achashverosh to take the clothing of Kohen HaGadol and put it on Mordechai. He comes to Mordechai. And Mordechai thought he's coming to kill him. And Haman said, Mordechai, Rabbi, you won. He says, look, what are you doing now? He says, now I'm teaching children Torah. Haman said, uh-huh. That's what it is. You see? My power is when you don't study. Since you study, you don't have power. What do you mean? I mean, since you study, it means you block your heart from Satan to come inside, then the prosecutor goes away, the executioner goes away. It says that what Haman told Mordechai. And the Megillah says, look, it says, what's Purim all about? Orah, the Gemara says, what is Orah? Torah. What do you mean, Orah Torah? The Shulchan Aruch says, listen, Purim is not a day to get drunk. Purim is a day to overcome the problem. What do you mean? He comes to Megillah and says, look, v'nafuchu. It's the opposite. What happened? It's originally, Haman said we should kill, they would kill us. And eventually, we kill them. No. It's too simple. The depth of it. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's so-called lost his power. What do you mean lost his power? He doesn't lose power. It means like this. If you don't fill up yourself with Torah in your heart, immediately the other side, what's called the impure chariot, the Satan, he comes inside you. And so it means he's winning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us to be good and to follow him. We don't follow him. What do you mean you don't follow him? It means he has no power. What do you mean he has no power? He says, the Satan goes inside us. The Chachamim said, look, Nafochu, you know what happened? When Haman came, it's actually, the Gemara says, when Haman came and made a Gezerah, Eliyahu Navi went to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov and told them, this is an execution notice on Am Yisrael. I said, what did they do? He says, they went to the party. So Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov said, forget about it. What do you forget about it? What does it mean? What does it say, forget about it? What happened? No, you don't understand. They understood. Why they went to the party? Why do you go to a 7 days party if you're a Jewish man and you have to learn and you have to keep mitzvot? How do you sit over there in the palace for 7 days? In the garden? That's what Mitzchak and Yaakov said. You know what? There's nothing to do anymore. Why? Because so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu became poor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lost his power. It says the Satan is winning. Satan won. The Gemara said, actually the Satan did it. Actually, when the Jews went to the party, the Satan, this is the temptation, this is the Yetzirah, went to Hashem and said, look, all the Jews are in the party, look what they're doing, they're drinking, they're all drunk. It says, that caused by not filling our heart with Torah and Mitzvah. And that's Hashem. The Gemara says Hashem told the Satan, "You're right. Finished. I'm done with this." Hashem said, "I'm done." The Gemara says, "If Hashem would have not liked Noach, we wouldn't be here today." What does it mean? Hashem would let go. Hashem would let go of the world. Hashem, because he loved Noach, he told Noach, "No, you build yourself an ark and go inside, and the world will start again." Just because Hashem loved Noach. The Chachamim, look. Nafochu. What happened before was that Hashem said, okay, let go. That's what Haman told Achashverosh. Elokeim shelo zaken. God is old. Forget about it. He has no power. What do you mean no power? How can you talk about God like this? I can talk about Hashem like this because it means the Satan is winning. If people don't behave, it means they don't listen to Hashem. So who is in power? Satan is in power. Nafochu. That's what happened. Nafochu. It says changed over. What changed over? It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu took back so called his position, and Hashem is running the whole. So how do you know? Look what happened. Mordechai is on the horse. Look what happened. Now the execution notice says will be canceled. It says, but it means Nafochu. That's what Chacham says. That's what I did. My Torah, the Torah. Chacham said, oh, what does it mean? Did you understand? It's not. It says now the Jews understood. What do you mean understood? Says the Gemara, Kimu veKiblu Yehudim Arim VeArzaham. Says the Gemara, all of a sudden, in that generation, the Jewish people said, you know what? We'll keep the halachot. Until then, the Gemara says, the Jewish people used to argue with Moshe and even Yeshua. Moshe said, listen, don't do this on Shabbat. Yeshua said, you can't do this. You can't eat this. He said, show us in the Torah. Where does it say you can drive a car on Shabbat to Bet Knesset? Show me. Show me the Torah this. Show me you can't smoke on Shabbat. Show me. Show me. Doesn't say in the Torah. It's called Torah Shabbat Peh. Says the Gemara, until that generation, until that moment, we didn't keep it. We only kept what says in the Torah. If we kept what says in the Torah. If. But Max was what we found so-called easy to be in the text. But all what's called all the Mishnayot, Gemarot, that Moshe Rabbeinu learned in Shamayim, the Gemara says, in Totas, in the desert, the new generation said, we don't want to keep it. It doesn't say in the Torah. Moshe said by heart, we didn't have the Chumash. We don't want it. As all of a sudden, now everybody agrees. Kibur Kibur Sengmar said, aha. That generation said, okay, we're going to accept it. So what happened to you? Why? That's when our focus. I said, since we realized that the whole problem was that Haman came because he went to the party, because he bowed down to the statue, because of this, I says, that is because we don't keep all the halachot. That's because we don't keep all the mitzvot. Because you keep the mitzvot, your heart will be full with Torah and mitzvot, then you don't have place in your heart to do other things. Now, let me say, listen, this is Parashat Zohar. Parashat Zohar is not to remember Amalek. It's to remember what the Satan, who is the one in front of you that wants so-called to go inside you. That's Parashat Zohar. And not a member of Amalek. Says. And the Chachamim said, look, it's only going to be in Eretz Yisrael Mashiach will come. Melech HaMashiach, the Gemara says, Yikabetz Nitchei Israel, V'yachid Zorosh El Amalek. He says, what is he? In Chutz Lars, no mitzvah. You know, even if you know this guy is Amalek, even you know for sure, there's no mitzvah to kill him. No. Because you don't understand. You kill one, another guy will come. It's like ISIS. ISIS, all of them are shady. They're not people. It means nothing. You kill another guy comes. Like Hitler. Hitler was a shade. You kill him, another one comes. It means nothing. When you're going to do it, the Gemara says, Mashiach will come, Hashem will slaughter the Satan. So that the king of the ISIS, so that the king. Then the Gemara says you have a mitzvah to kill all the soldiers that lead the Amalekim. But if you don't kill the Satan, he's going to infect more Amalekim. As the Zohar said, Erev Rav, and says, Shalom Achshav, all these people, it's not their fault. It's Amalek is inside them. Because if you don't keep all the mitzvot 100%, Amalek is inside you. That's Zachosach Amalek. Remember, Amalek says, Amalek is not a person. Amalek is an entity. The Zohar says, Arabs are Amalek. This is Amalek. Arab says there are five kinds of Amalekim. And a regular Jew can be Amalek. He is now, he hates Hashem. He hates religious people. Well, it's not his fault. It's not his fault. He had too much time. Amalek is inside him. And he's being so-called running. He's remote by Amalek. He's remote by Amalek. This is the Chosam Amalek. So this is the Chachamim say. This is Purim is time to accept all the halachot, all the Torah, to know it for our protection. The Amalek should not come inside us. This is Hashem gave us the mitzvah. There's a lot of shkach in the heart, because the heart has to be filled with the mitzvot. You know, you have a mitzvah, constantly the same mitzvah. Says the whole day you can think like this. I don't forget Amalek. Every second you say it, you think it, you're doing mitzvah. Lot ishkach, special mitzvah in your heart. Don't forget Amalek. Don't, Hashem gave it to you. What kind of mitzvah is this? Don't forget. That's Hashem wants you to fill up your heart with mitzvot. How can you say, if you have nothing else to do, think about Hashem, a great Hashem. Think about it. Don't have free time, because with free time, you invite so-called Amalek to go inside you. And that's the whole power of Purim, Chachamim say. It's not, through that Purim, no. You have to know what happened. They accepted the Torah to penetrate in our heart, to fill it up. And this is just before Mashiach will come. Chachamim say, before Mashiach will come, it's going to be a lot of Torah. Be a lot of Torah, Hashem is going to kill the Satan. Now he doesn't kill him yet. He's going to kill him, it's no more Amalek. Now you have to go around and kill so-called his soldiers, his students. But it's only, some Chachamim say, only before Mashiach will come. But definitely not the Chutzlars. So why not? I see a guy over here. He said, one help if you see the guy. So he's going to kill the guy, he's going to manufacture another guy, like the Shedim. The Gemara says the Shedim multiply. You kill one shed, they multiply right away. They bring another one. Says, Amalek is not a nation. Amalek is a nation of the Satan. We have to overcome it.